From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A bomb blast in Pakistan. Officials say a suicide bomb blast at a crowded park in Lahore Sunday killed at least 65 people and wounded at least 300. Witnesses say a large number of Christian families celebrating Easter were present in the Gulshan Iqbal Park when the explosion occurred. A spokesman for a breakaway faction of the Pakistani Taliban says his group is responsible for the bombing and that it specifically targeted Christians. Ayaz Ghul is covering the incident.
This is the faction which has broken ties with the main Pakistani Taliban, but it has claimed responsibility. And the spokesman clearly said that the target of the bomber was actually the Christian community.
Reporter Ayaz Ghul. Syrian government forces have recaptured all of the towns of Palmyra from Islamic State forces. Edward Uranian reports.
A Syrian army spokesman claimed victory for government forces on state TV. He says that Syrian military forces backed by Russian and government warplanes have succeeded in restoring peace and security to the town of Palmyra and surrounding areas following wide-scale operations, killing many Islamic State fighters and destroying their weaponry. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
A spokesman for Ghanaian police say the force will provide protection for all presidential candidates and their running mates in the run-up to the November general election. There have been recent media reports that comments by politicians could spark electoral violence during the campaign. Activists crashed a memorial event near the Stock Exchange in Brussels Sunday. The event was being held in honor of those killed in last week's terrorist attacks. This is VOA News. A French national suspected of involvement in planning a terrorist attack has been arrested in the Netherlands. The 32-year-old, whose identity has not been released, was arrested Sunday in the port city of Rotterdam at the request of French authorities. He is expected to be extradited to France. Authorities in Mali say two men with suspected links to Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb have been arrested in connection with attacks earlier this month in Ivory Coast. The gun and grenade attacks on three hotels and a beach in the Ivorian resort town of Grand Bassam left at least 19 people dead. Police identified one of the suspects, Ould Mohamed, as a driver who brought the attackers to Ivory Coast. Fresh from his sweep of three Democratic caucuses, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders told a TV interviewer on Sunday that his campaign has momentum and can now see a path toward victory. Even with the victories, Sanders faces a difficult challenge in catching up to the frontrunner, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Clinton still leads by just under 300 pledged delegates, which are allocated according to voting results. She also has the support of most of the so-called superdelegates, which are free to support any candidate. Israel's Supreme Court has moved to block the government's plan to allow energy companies to develop natural gas resources in the eastern Mediterranean area. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had made the plan the centerpiece of his drive to achieve energy self-sufficiency and to gain billions of dollars in tax revenues. The court said no to the government's granting of long-term commitments to several companies to extract the gas. Myanmar's powerful military chief has vowed to keep the country and its citizens on the road to prosperity and warned about the challenges the nation could face as it becomes a democracy. Senior General Min Aung Hlaing spoke Sunday at the annual Armed Forces Day parade in the capital, Naypyidaw. His comments came just days before Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party takes office after years of military rule. Pope Francis has challenged the world on Easter Sunday to use what he called weapons of love against the evil of blind and brutal violence following the attacks in Brussels last week. Pope Francis, the leader of the world's Roman Catholics, presided over an Easter Mass under tight security in St. Peter's Square. Afterward, he delivered his twice-yearly City and World message. Francis spoke out against the rejection that so many migrants and refugees are feeling in Europe, which is experiencing its biggest migration crisis since World War II. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.